All right, Chuck Jines, ChuckJines.com, documenting the human experience. I am actually shopping around for another Harley. I've been, a Nighthawk? I got this little 97 Nighthawk I've been tooling around, but it's about shot, and I'm wanting to get another Harley. And one of the things I noticed, and I haven't looked at scooters in a minute, was the price. I can't believe it, man. I'm looking at all kinds of Harleys with low mileage for real good price. A couple of Heritages with under 20,000 miles for about $7,000. Look pretty clean. And it's going to be a couple months. I got a little stack of Do-Re-Mi coming in here in a couple of months. So I wish I had the Do-Re-Mi right now, because I'm pretty set on getting a Sportster. In between 96 and 2003, I think, is what I'm looking for. That's the solid mount motor, still got the carburetor, Evo motor. You know, you guys know I work on my own scooters, and so I'm really looking for something that I can work on myself that's cheap and easy to maintain, plenty of aftermarket parts. You know, right away I'm going to put a Springer front end on it, I'm going to put a tall sissy bar, things like that that I like to do to my scooters. And I think I'm going to call it Wharf Rat, as far as a name. But I was looking at a 2003 Sporty with 5,000 miles on it. Really nice, beautiful, clean bike. And the guy was asking $5,000 or best offer. So he would have probably taken $4,000 for it. But I don't have the scratch right now, or else I would have pulled the trigger on that scooter. Nice little bike. But yeah, I'm pretty set on a 1200 Sportster. Those years, 96 to 2003. 2004, they went to the rubber-mounted frame. I think it's 2007, they went to fuel injection carburetors. And so you get the best of all the worlds there. And also, I think the frame is a little bit heavier 2004 on up because of that rubber-mounted system. And you know, for me, it's, you know, gas mileage, you know, and affordability, and able to work on it without a bunch of specialty tools. And, you know, the twin cam I had, it was a good bike. I mean, what did we do? 39 states, a little over 90,000 miles. Old Bertha, huh? Pretty much wore her out. We rode her till the wheels fell off. And the wheels did fall off whenever I had someone else change a tire for me. You guys remember that? Woo, my God, to get somebody to do something right. Really incredible. But, yeah, I think I'm pretty set on those years, and I think I want to get a Sporty. Nice and light. And they're just really affordable right now. I think $4,500 gets you, $4,500 really gets you a nice little Sporty. This dealership, they had a 2007, and it had 10,000 miles. I think they were asking 7,000, which that's high in today's market for a Sporty. Like I said, I'm looking at Road Kings. I'm looking at Heritage Softails. I mean, low mileage, it seems like a bunch of people bought bikes and didn't really ride them very much. And now they're just looking to unload and get rid of them, because there's just so many low mileage bikes out there. It looks like the market is flooded with good used Harleys, which is good for me, huh? So yeah, you know, I'm looking, I want to keep it $5,000 or under, and I think I can get a really good scooter for that. I'm already looking at Springer, aftermarket Springer front ends to put on it. And of course I'll need a tall sissy bar so I can strap things to it, so I can haul stuff. I mean, this is going to be pretty much my primary vehicle, unless I need the truck to go get firewood or things like that. One of the beautiful things here, I built my wife an office, and she's going to be working at home. So we're actually going to get rid of the, a 2021 F-150? We're going to get rid of that. It's just, I can't work on the fucking thing. We got a quote to change the spark plugs on that. That's got the 5.0 in it. What did they want? They wanted $600 to change the fucking spark plugs, and $3,000 to do a tune-up on it. So it's got that starter that shuts on and off, and before things start going wrong on it, and you know, I can't touch the thing. So we're gonna get the 2007 needs a tranny. The tranny's slipping on it, but we're gonna get that up and running. I already did the front end on it. I put new inner and outer tie rods, all that stuff. It's got good brakes all the way around it. It's got new tires. The motor's got about 240,000 miles. It's a 5.4 in there. But, man, it was well-maintained. It was a company vehicle. And it don't burn or leak any oil. The motor's still real strong in it. So I was thinking about getting an AutoZone tranny and changing it myself. But I think that's a bad idea because they've had a lot of bad reputation here lately. And I got a price for $2,600 here at a local place to rebuild the one that's already on there. So we're going to go ahead and do that. And we'll have one truck and we'll have one scooter. Like I said, the Nighthawk is pretty shot. I don't know what I'll do with that. Probably just junk it, scrap it out, or maybe give it to somebody or something like that. So yeah, man, really looking forward to getting another Harley Davidson. And I've had two Sportsters in the past, both Ironheads, older ones. But, you know, the Evo motor is just, you know, real, real simple to work on. There's not a lot of specialty tools. And I like the solid mount motor rather than the rubber mount. You know, that's one of the things that those rubber mounts went out on. On Bertha, that was causing my front end wobble on that thing. And I don't like... With all the sand and all the enchantment out here, I like the Springer front end because I'm always replacing front end seals. They just, you know, we got 22 acres out here on our homestead, and it's all dirt roads. There's no paved roads out here. And so, you know, to keep the maintenance down, plus I like the look of the Springer front end. So I'm looking at some aftermarket ones. They're about $900 bucks or so for, and I'll put that on myself, change out the steering bearings, all that shit. But put a Springer front end on it. I'm going to look for an aftermarket sissy bar that's a little taller because I like to strap if I got to go get some water or got to go grocery shopping or shit like that. And new set of saddlebags. I got to see what my options are for there. I like to get maybe some hard shell ones maybe. I don't know. We'll see what goes on there. Like I said, it'll be a couple months here before I got some Dolray Me coming in here and be able to both rebuild the transmission on the 07 Ford and pick me up another Harley, man, another little scooter. And we'll be doing, I'm going to be putting my back row biker adventure videos up again real soon here. And I'll be making some more of those. Although I might be, I'm going to put the old videos back up. All my good production videos will be back up here. And I think what I'm wanting to do is I'm really getting back into photography. You know, I started out with the back row biker adventure. It really wasn't videos. It was photographs and blog posts. And I think I'm going to go back to that format and adding audio because that's really what I like to do. I mean, the videos are fun, but they're a lot of work. And I just, you know, I love photography. I love writing. And I also like doing podcasts as well. They're quite a bit simpler to do. So we'll be doing some back row biker adventures. I actually have a new one. Well, it's not new. I recorded it years ago during COVID 2020. But it's another Billy the Kid one down in Lincoln County. I actually was able to go into some areas that were closed off to the public. But at some point, I'll get that one processed up as well. And I think I got one other one where I was camping with the old Shadow. where we were fishing on the Pecos River. I don't know if I'll do that one or not. But anyway, yeah, man, Back Road Biker Adventures is going to be back up and running. And I don't know how much long haul stuff. You know, I'd like to hit all of the continental states. I got 39 under my belt. So there's a few that I haven't hit, and a lot of them out on the East Coast. Got to go all the way out to Maine. And then, what is there, Washington State, Oregon, Montana, I should have went up in Montana. I've been to Wyoming, I don't know how many times. 2, 3, 4 times. I love Wyoming. Beautiful state. Beautiful state. Rough in the winter, but, not really wanting to look forward to go to the, all that way out to the East Coast, but if I'm going to hit those states, I'm going to have to do that at some point, but that'll be a minute before we do that. So I'm looking around. What do you guys think about the sporty idea, man? I think it's the way to go. You know, you've got that good Evo motor in there, and I think 96 through, 2003, which I think is their, 2003 is their anniversary edition. But I think those are really good years for the sporty, and for just a blue-collar dude, a ditch digger, I think that's the working man's bike right there. But it's amazing how cheap Harleys are right now. I've always wanted a Heritage, you know, and it's tempting. It's tempting. But like I said, I think I'm pretty set on the sporties, 96 through 2003. Let me know in the comments what you guys think, man. What you think. What's your favorite Harley Davidson motorcycle? Like I said, I've had two Sportsters in the past, and I really dig them a lot, man. They're great little bikes. All right, everybody, if you enjoyed this content, please share it on your social media. I see people are. I'm getting quite a bit of traffic from YouTube, and I don't even have a YouTube channel. The Backroad Biker stuff is going to be on Rumble. I'm not really interested in YouTube. Haven't been in a long, long time, and they're not very free speech. They're not free speechy. They're kind of canceled culturally, and I'm not really wanting to support that. I know it's a big platform and all that, but I don't care about that shit. And sign up for the email subscription here on the blog. That way, when I post new stuff, you are notified of it. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. All right, peace.